Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. The Reverend Dr. Mark Raby is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Readings from Hebrews chapter 3. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Just prior to today's text, the author to the Hebrews quotes from Psalm 95, verses 7 to 11, where it says, "Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest." And then our text. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. Psalm 95 was one of those psalms that the Levitical priests, the choir, would sing as they led the congregation in procession during those three great festivals. And that psalm invites the hearer to walk in three ways. One, in shouts of praise to God, what he has done for Israel and how he has redeemed them and carried them through all the great things he has done. God, the King of all creation, the God of Israel. And then secondly, to bow down before him, the Lord, our Maker, who has made all things. He is the one to whom we bow down and give thanks and praise. And then lastly, and finally, to hear God's voice as he warns about hardening their hearts rather than continuing steadfast in faithfulness to him. It was a psalm that was ever put before God's people. It was a reminder of God's grace, but also a reminder of their rejection of him there, those 40 years in the wilderness. A warning, though, to heed his voice, to pay attention, to listen up, and not harden their hearts, to instead abide in him, to dwell in him and his word. It's a warning, but it's also attached to a promise to Christ, who is superior than Moses. As you go through Hebrews and as you read through Hebrews, you see how much better Jesus is than the angels or Moses and so on. It's a warning attached to a promise. Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning the shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. Your salvation has been made complete in him. Jesus, the faithful Son of God, who was faithful even unto death, death of a cross, faithful to forgive even those who reject him, laying down his life, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him has eternal life. It's a promise. While there's a warning, it's based on a promise. And that same promise is yours. This word is for you. You are God's house, Christ's brothers, his beloved. It's a promise for you. And so hold fast to Jesus. Now, the author to the Hebrews puts these significant events before the Christian so that we would examine our hearts, lest we fall away from faith in Christ. For such would be a terrible thing. It would be truly deadly to depart from the living God. God, after all, is the God the author and source of all life. Not only is he able to come to our assistance and aid, not only did he create all things, but he is the one by whom we have true life, the one who renews our hearts and gives us life and salvation. And so how important this Trinity season or Pentecost season, whichever way you are following the lectionary season, as we would focus on growth of the church or spread of God's word, we're also mindful that what comes after Pentecost or Trinity, we're headed towards the end of the church year. We're headed towards Christ's return. That we, in the midst of this time of growth, we would also abide in God's word. That we would prepare for that day when Christ would come again. Because there's a temptation in the midst of the trials and tribulations of this life that we too, like Israel, hence the Psalm 95 that points back to when Israel would murmur against God as they complained that there was no water in the desert, even though God with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm had redeemed God's people from Israel from their slavery, and that he was still with them those 40 years in the wilderness. Their shoes did not wear out. God cared for them and provided for them. How easily we can let the idols of our own heart or of the world and all its attractions gain a foothold in our hearts. Israel murmured against God. Is he among us or not? Does he even care? There's no water here in the desert. Does God care? So the author to the Hebrews speaks to us today. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. But then on the other hand, the scripture continues this warning on the positive side. But exhort one another every day, as long as it's called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. As a Christian, it's our calling in which we, in the spirit of Christian love, exhort and admonish one another, to spur one another on to good works, to cling to Christ, to respond in faith and love and mercy towards others. We're not to be indifferent about a brother or sister in Christ who is falling away or caught in sin. Just as we are to be vigilant about ourselves, we care about our brother or sister in Christ and encourage them, admonish them, because the day is coming. Because Scripture says today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as at the rebellion. God's great today is today, until it's not. But it's still today. Today is a time of grace. Now is the time he wants us to hear his word, his wonderful invitation to that heavenly meal. So long as God issues his call to hear his voice, we take heed. We drink deep of his word. We listen up. We pay attention. For we do not know when that time of grace will come to end. There's always the danger of being hardened by neglect of the word. Sin is present in many pleasant and deceitful guises. The devil, after all, is quite skillful at his ability to make the greatest defections from the will of God appear as innocent pastimes. Indeed, he can make sin look so much better than being in the presence of God in the garden. He did that for Adam and Eve. Sin's so much better than what you have right now. So let us be vigilant. Let's not be callous to God's calling us to hear his word and abide in him, to cling to Christ, your life and your salvation. Why the vigilance? Well, Hebrews 3:14. We should be inspired also by another consideration, for partakers of Christ we have become, if we hold firm the beginning of our confidence to the end. Paul warned about such things. Peter as well, that we should also make our calling and election sure. We, though, should never lose sight of the fact that the Christian has partaken of and is now a partaker of Jesus. All the blessings and gifts that he has won for us on the cross are ours. He earned it by his redemption on the cross. So we strive, don't we? We strive to remain in his grace. We hold fast to the end with firm confidence in the redemption that is ours in Jesus Christ. a confidence that will withstand all the attacks of the devil and the evil one beyond all trial and temptation, will finally be triumphant, and we look forward in faith to that day when Christ will come again. As the hymn we sang earlier says, let me be thine forever, my faithful God and Lord. Let me forsake thee never, nor wander from thy word. Lord, do not let me waver, but give me steadfastness, and for such grace forever, thy holy name all bless. God grant it for Christ's sake. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.